Calhoun Memorial Highway, or shop online at toyotaofeasley.com.
Have you ever wondered if you need an estate plan? David Green hears that question daily, and the answer is always yes. Let David and his team guide you through the process of creating a personalized estate plan to protect your legacy for your family. Today is the day to make that happen. Don't wait another day. Call David Green at 271-7940. That's 271-7940. Or visit greenlaw.legal to start securing your legacy today.
Danny Ford here for my good friends at Bennett Equipment, who have stood the test of time selling and renting construction equipment for 25 years now. Bennett is one of the top five dealers in the country for Takeuchi compact equipment, and when you deal with Bennett and Takeuchi, you get the quality, dependability, and service you expect and deserve. So call or stop by today and tell them Danny Ford sent you. Take it from me, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
This isn't background noise. This is sports radio with teeth.
These guys are serious.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Feel my ride or die, my bonnet through the night, through the muddy southern roads, and I lost all this fight. Love so strong it don't break. Love so deep.
All right, hour number three, out of bounds. William Quackenbush, Ben Mills, stay with you. I do want to talk college football playoff. We have Coastal Carolina and Louisiana Tech at the Radiance Technologies Independence Bowl. Man, they want to take this bowl season away from us, Ben.
Cheat us out of things like the Radiance Technologies Independence Bowl.
I mean,
how else would I know what Radiance Technologies even is?
And some would say we still don't know. Some would say. Those but at just, least we'll think to Google it.
Those are just clueless people. Radiance.
Yeah, who doesn't know that Radiance Technologies is a nation's leader in...
what we do. Solutions for defense, intelligence,
yeah,
and civilian customers' advanced challenges. Okay, well, I'm a civilian customer, and I have I certainly have advanced challenges, buddy. I'm going to need you to narrow that down a little more.
No, the answer is no. It doesn't get any narrower than that, Ben. Very specific, and very knowable knowledge for all people. Here's the rest of my list. I want to go through this really quickly just to get through all the names. This is a lot of the names that have been out there. Some names that I just have a fascination with and would potentially look at. Don't know if they'd be interested or not. My tier one, I already talked about Cade Bell, Todd Monk, and Andy Kotelnicki and Shannon Dawson. Pros and cons to all. Various levels of gettability. But that would be, if the hire comes out of that group, I would say grade A, man. Nailed it. Tier two, I have four names. Ben, these are not familiar names, I don't think, but these are people I have a fascination with. Slade Nagel is one. Slade Nagel.
I would hire that dude just for the name.
I mean, isn't it a great name? He is currently the offense coordinator for Willie Fritz at Houston. He was the offensive coordinator for Willie Fritz at Tulane. He is 45 years old. He was on the LSU staff at one time. He has been all over the Fruited Plain, and he started his college career in 1998 at Clemson as a quarterback.
Can I just interject here for some texters and tweeters? This is Quawk's list. This is not Quawk's projections of who he thinks the OC is going to be. This is who he would look at.
That's right. I like Slade Nagel for the name, obviously, but also because he did a good job at Tulane. He did a good job at Houston this year. He was also the OC at Texas State and Northwestern State and Dodge City Community College, and he was at Clemson at that one time. So we'll do that. Other names on this list: Joe Craddock, who is a Chad Morris disciple here, has been an OC multiple places, recently at Tulane, was just hired at Florida as a quarterback's coach. by Buster Faulkner. So, obviously, somebody thinks he can coach and call ball plays. He actually 4 years OC at Troy and Tulane. And again, familiarity with Clemson and with Dabo. I like Joe Craddock. Number three, Jonathan Brewer at Duke. Don't love this hire as much because they chucked it around a lot, and I feel like Clemson's just not going to have a guy that's pass first. He was from the SMU Rhett Lashley tree of chuck it around. A little more air raid than Lashley even. They also had a $4 million quarterback that he could roll with, and it feels like Clemson's not going to have that this year. So there's that. Number four, again, this is a name that you might not know, but I like him, and I've heard great things about him from others who have worked with him. Drew Cronic. If you want to run the ball, Drew Cronic. He's a little bit older. He's over 50. He is currently the offensive coordinator at Navy. Before that, he was the head coach at Mercer and got that program really rolling. He's been the OC at Furman in the past, has been an assistant many times at Furman, played receiver at Georgia back in the 90s. Incredibly bright offensive mind, has done some great stuff with Army's offense. If you haven't noticed, they basically changed the rules to make Army's offense obsolete, and Army keeps winning because they've invented it on the fly. I think if you're trying to figure out how to rig a run game, that Drew Cronic would be a great name and somebody who knows the upstate very well and likely has done more with less throughout his career. That's my tier two. Those are all the names on it. Any thoughts whatsoever from you on those cast of characters?
Was Chad Morris in that list?
No, he was not.
Okay.
He was not. Tier three is where Chad Morris is.
I do like Craddock. That was one that you mentioned. He may not be ready just yet for an OC, but he will be one day, and I think he'll be a really good one day.
The next one, I'm biased on this one now. I'm already thinking about this. Clemson's next OC is going to be Cam Akin, who got hired by Billy Napier at James Madison, was one of Chad Morris's and Tony Elliott's and Jeff Scott's most trusted people in the building, and happens to be a friend of mine. So I'm glad that Cam's getting a chance to call plays for Billy at James Madison. He is an incredibly bright play caller who had to deal with a disastrous quarterback room this year where Cade McNamara and Jacoby Criswell got hurt, and he was chucking the ball around with freshmen. They ran it 300 yards some games. They threw it 300 yards some games. Very good. That's the next OC. I already know that one, okay? That's my next list, and it's one person, and it's Cam Akin. Tier three for me, there are two names in it. Are you freaking kidding me? Nah. We're stopping. From the freaking dead, Bulldog Burt. I haven't heard from Bulldog Burt since the Mark Richt era. Bulldog Burt, what's up?
Burt, as God is my witness, I ask about you at the bowl preview show this year. Like, is that guy still around? Is he? Yeah. I mean, the Bulldogs are actually a decent team, and we haven't heard from him. What the heck?
Yeah, you're going to hear a lot from me this coming year. You know, this is going to be we're just a few days away from winning the national championship. I'm looking forward to it.
I can't wait. This phone call is everything I wanted and more. You know, you guys are good in basketball, too. I wonder if you're calling to give us some hoops thoughts.
I am, you're speaking Greek to me when it comes to basketball. But anyway, I just read, since y'all were talking about who is the offense coordinator, you know, ain't this amazing? All of a sudden, this is the national story about who's going to be the OC at Clemson. Everybody seemed to have wrote Clemson off. There'll never be nothing again, which is a complete lie. And I just heard a commercial on 105.5 The Roar, and they have already brought back Danny Ford to do the commercials. But anyway, that's a secondary story. But David Hood, and I know y'all know him, he just put out that that Chad Morris had spent a week at Clemson when y'all were playing Florida State. And so what was going on back then? You know, was him and Dabo talking then?
If people are putting it out there like that, then that would be the inference there, Bert, is that Dabo and Chad probably exchanged ideas. And I'm not saying that Dabo told Chad he's going to hire him back in November, but that might have gotten Dabo's wheels turning there a little bit.
And I heard somebody say this morning that Dabo wants to hire a coach that he's familiar with, that he knows well, and that he knows will continue what he likes to do. And, you know, we can see that by him surrounding himself with coaches that have been successful in the past. I mean, there's no doubt Chad Morris has been successful. And he would be a great hire. And I really wasn't even thinking about him. I was thinking about the guy at Texas Tech. That's who I was thinking about when it come up that Riley was dismissed. Immediately I thought about the guy at Texas Tech. But then when Chad Morris' name came up today, and it's everywhere now, I mean, everybody's talking about Chad Morris. So it's amazing how much his stocks done went up, you know, because he would be the one, I think, to lead Clemson back to the national championship, talking in the playoffs.
Yeah, Bert, if you could see our text line right now, he's not – he might be the favorite, but he's not the favorite.
Yeah.
Hey, Bert, it's great to hear from you. We gotta
appreciate
run.
The phone call. But, thanks very much. Call back, Bert.
12/30/2025, Bulldog Bert out of retirement makes a phone call and actually says something positive about Clemson. Defends the program.
I've never felt
what is going on?
Can I change my pick to Ole Miss? Because I'm pretty sure we haven't heard from Bert since before Georgia was winning national championships. I think Bert only calls when Georgia's miserable.
You might be right. They haven't been miserable in a while. there's several sites, including Larry Williams, and I'm not going to give it all away because part of it's behind a pay site, but that believes that Chad Morris is probably the leader in the clubhouse here. I could see some positive there, but here would be my number one, my two concerns about that, Quark, about Chad Morris. His success was, in my opinion, a lot of his success was dependent on the rules at the time. Chad Morris learned how to beat the clock. He learned how to run the up-tempo, no huddle. That's what the Gus Malzahn thing was all about. And I could run your defense to death. There was no stoppages of play. There was no official standing over the ball. In fact, I believe that a lot of these rules came as a result of what they were doing. And you look at what his success has been post-Clemson. Now, he's been at some bad places. He has not had that same level of success since those rule changes. It's not that that's all he did, but I think that negated a lot of his philosophy when those rule changes were implemented.
I will say this about Chad, okay? And Chad is in my group three, along with Jamie Chadwell. And I've not heard Jamie Chadwell's name, but somebody asked me about him, so I put Chadwell in the group. Chadwell, the shine is off Chadwell because of the season that they just had at Liberty. Like, that would be a no-go. In fact, I may ask Will Vandervoort about this. The Clemson Insider Report said that there was a name that they had heard was a sitting head coach at the G5 level with ties to the state of South Carolina, and I thought, well, that's got to be Chadwell. So I threw Chadwell on the list. But to me, Chadwell and Morris have not demonstrated that they can win in 2025. I think it's a rewind. Like, to me, if you're going to hire Chad Morris, why not hire Joe Craddock? That's what I would say. A guy that believes a lot of the same principles, but has successfully done what you're asking Chad to do in 2024 and 2023 and 2022. And 2025, for that matter, at Tulane.
Now, he does fit the model of former head coach that has also been on, you know, whatever it is you're hiring for, the Tom Allen model.
Yes.
You know, you would have that. It's not all negative. But I would have concerns about Chad Morris for that, because when's the last time we saw that work and be very functional? I did like the rhythm in which he called plays.
I agree. Why do I think this?
This is a different time. This is a different time in it. Place now.
You know what I think about, and I don't know why this is the indelible image. There are two things of the Chad Morris era that I can't get out of my mind. One is that on third and one, who was getting that ball? Taj freaking Boyd was getting that ball, and you're gonna run up the center's butt and you're gonna go get a first down. Like every single time. You didn't have a problem getting a yard, you were gonna run the ball, jet motion, over motion, whatever. You're running straight ahead. And there was no bones about it. It was a tough team. It was a more physical team than they have right now at the line of scrimmage, I think. So from a run game standpoint, I do think that you know that Chad Morris is going to be more physical. The other thing is the Sammy Watkins throws a pass against South Carolina. That's like one of my images. It's like you're moving it down the field, but you just got to go, go, go. It's Red Bull, Red Bull, Red Bull, Red Bull, go, go, go. And one of the things that Tony Elliott brought, and that it ended up being a drawback at times, was that it was a little more cerebral, a little less like emotion, go, 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 like pedal to the floor, and a little more like let's take some time to understand what the defense is doing so we can put our playmakers in better position. And I think that's something that people remember as well. So there is some good and bad there in terms of the identity that Clemson people are very familiar with.
My second concern there, and then I got to head on out, is I don't think a lot of Clemson fans would even give him a chance. And maybe that's not a reason to hire or a reason not to hire. But, I mean, so many people are convinced, and I'm not taking a side here, so many people are convinced that he only hires people who are in his circle, even though his two coordinators this year were not in his circle.
Correct.
Facts aside.
Yeah, don't let facts get in the way.
That he is looking for another yes man type. And look, there may be something to that. But I don't know that he would get a fair shake here from a lot of Clemson fans. I think the best point you made is there are what seems to be comparable candidates out there that are younger, more energetic, more in tune with today's game. I think that's a great point.
Ben, have a great trip to Syracuse.
Boy, we need to win bad tomorrow.
Try not to get frostbite.
Only 8 inches of snow today.
Hey,
so
man, that's a record
low. What could possibly go wrong?
Record low. Stay with us. Hour three continues. We'll go to the phones. We'll talk more about this, some college football playoff stuff in just a moment. Fall weather offers a great opportunity to get creative in your kitchen and your backyard when preparing meals for family, friends, and neighbors. And nothing makes your creativity more enjoyable than the selection of ingredients you'll find at your neighborhood Ingles Market. From hand-cut steaks to fresh seafood, locally grown fruits and vegetables from right here in the Carolinas. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, or a weekend cookout, rely on your local Ingles to have what you need. If you're traveling or heading to the mountains, use your Ingles Advantage card to save on fuel purchases before you hit the road. Shop your Ingles Pharmacy to save on prescriptions. If you're having a family get-together or reunion, have the Ingles Deli create a custom platter just for you. The Ingles Floral Department has beautiful arrangements to accent your home and your table. Take it from me. You'll find everything you need at your local Ingles. Low prices. Love the savings.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit CantyCanFixIt.com.
Gilstrap Roofing's experienced team specializes in shingle and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 88 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstraproofing.com.
Leaning trees or branches hanging too close to your home? Even a small shift could mean big trouble when storms hit. At Franklin Tree Service, they believe in taking a proactive approach. Their expert team can assess your trees, remove any potential hazards, and prevent future damage before it's too late. Whether it's removing leaning trees, trimming overhanging limbs, or thinning out your yard, Franklin Tree Service keeps your property safe year-round, fully insured and committed to top-quality work. Call today, 864-947-9065.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want a potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have two-stall, three-stall, and four-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersLeap.com.
When you need to move, choose Tiger Moving Company for an affordable and stress-free experience. Our team of capable, trainable, and professional movers is dedicated to providing extraordinary customer service. Whether you're relocating across town or across the state, we work hard to ensure your move is seamless. Let's start your journey today. Visit TigerMovingGreenville.com and discover why we're the best choice for your next move. Voted best in the upstate for the past 7 years. Tiger Moving, the easy way to move.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
All right, hour three continues out of bounds. William Quackenbush and John Height with you. Ben Milstead is on assignment. He literally just drove out. He sent it to the airport to go up to Syracuse. Before we go any further, let me tell you about our friends at Underdog. I looked in my inbox during the break, and I don't know that I've actually seen this before. I have a boost in my account called a snowball boost, where you go from 10%, and every time that you use this boost, it grows the percentage, and you have 2 days to use it. So it's encouraging you to play more, but I will be using it. I will be using it for football today. There's three bowl games. You got Coastal Carolina, Louisiana Tech today, a scoreless tie midway through the first quarter. You've got Tennessee and Illinois today, 5:30. That is a game worth watching, in my opinion. And then the nightcap tonight is USC and TCU, where Clemson's former offensive coordinator's brother takes on Clemson's former offensive coordinator's employer, former employer. It's great. Great time for all. And I'll be playing Underdog for all of that. Underdog's the best place to play daily fantasy right now. Just go higher or lower on your favorite player stats. You can win as much as 5,000 times your cash. Download the app today and use promo code OOB to score $75 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code
OOB. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing. Get terms _DFS_.html for details. Consider with your play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit ncpgambling.org. All right, if you just joined us, actually, I'm gonna call him out by name. My dad was like, okay, you're going to need to run back over your list one more time. So for Tony's benefit, here is the list that I came up with. Again, this is a mix of names that I've seen out there and names that I am intrigued by. It's three tiers, 10 names, 4-4-2. Tier 1, Cade Bell, offensive coordinator, Pittsburgh. Todd Monken, offensive coordinator, Baltimore Ravens. Andy Kotelnicki, former offensive coordinator, Penn State. Shannon Dawson, offensive coordinator of Miami. I could really take or leave any of those. That's kind of just the, if I had to slot them with a ranking, I mean, that's how I would rank them. But all of those guys to me would be absolute slam dunks. I would not have thought Dawson would be available, but I saw his name in the Pete Nakos on 3 report. And so I threw it in there. Tier 2 is Slade Nagel, the offensive coordinator at Houston. Joe Craddock, the former offensive coordinator at Tulane, now the recently hired quarterbacks coach at Florida. Jonathan Brewer, the offensive coordinator at Duke. And Drew Kronick, the offensive coordinator at Army. And Tier 3 is Jamie Chadwell and Chad Morris. I have not seen Jamie Chadwell's name, but again, I am extrapolating from the Clemson Insider report. We're going to have Will Vannevort on in a few minutes. That Jamie Chadwell is the sitting G5 head coach with South Carolina ties that he referenced. That's my list. John High, any feedback on the list, sir?
I like it.
You like it?
I like it. I have some questions. It's not without notes or pushback.
What's your pushback?
Are the Steelers going to beat the Ravens to make Monken available? That's the number one thing I'm focusing on right now. I don't feel great about it. Drew Kronick, that is a name that I have not really seen much elsewhere up there with Army. What's your reasoning there?
All right, so two things. One is he's done more or less his whole career. He's been at Furman. He's been head coach at Mercer, did a really good job for 4 years there, and then got hired away by Army. He kind of set the groundwork for Mercer becoming the best program in the SOCOM, which it is right now.
Sure.
He also has found an ability at Army to establish a consistent Army-ish run game when the rules change to try to make that style of offense obsolete. So they had to adjust on the fly and dramatically change what they did offensively. I think it's incredibly inventive. To me, he's a poor man's Andy Kotelnicki. And if you wonder about the fit for Kotelnicki, then Kronick's ability to create matchups with motion shifts and whatever and establish a run game that also can throw it with the shotgun and not the traditional option look all the time at Army, then I think the guy can coach ball.
One correction, he's at Navy.
Navy, that's right. I said Army, meant Navy. That's
where
right.
I had pause. Exactly I said, is right. the Army go. Offense really that's what right. you want to replicate right now? Now, the Navy, I like
Thank
what Navy
you,
has
Dexter.
Done this year.
Yes. I don't know why I'm saying Army. Yes, Navy. That's a bad miss on my part. Kronick is at Navy. Yes. I don't know why I wrote down Army on the list.
It's a service it. Academy nonetheless. I just wanted to try to make some sense of it.
Yes.
Shannon Dawson, do you think that, what would the timeline be on him? Or I guess you feel very confident in Ohio State tomorrow night.
Oh, no. I actually think Dawson is the least gettable of the four.
Okay.
Even more, I don't think Monken is particularly gettable because I think his next job will be a head coach. And like I can say timeline. Like you need this guy to be in place, my opinion, very quickly. So I don't think Dawson is going to be, but I also don't think that Clemson's offensive coordinator job is a better offensive coordinator job than Miami's. I don't know why Dawson would make this. Again, that's why I was a little surprised to see his name, but if he's going to be out there, then he's going to be on my list.
Sure. No, I get that.
Because they're going to be able to run the ball and do what Dabo wants.
Here's a fun question. 654 Roar. If you're an OC, who would you rather work for in 2026, Mario Cristobal or Dabo Sweeney?
I think in particular in the case of Dawson, if I already work for Cristobal, I don't see Clemson as a step up any longer. Especially, I know that Miami is paying $4 million for whatever quarterback I think I need. They're going to be the biggest spender in the portal for quarterback. That's what I want as an OC, and I'm going to need some assurances that Clemson is willing to do that for what I need, not just pay the guy that's here. You know, and I think it's a fair question. I don't think the Miami way of doing it always works. I think Miami's going to get bit in the butt by a $4 million bust at some point at quarterback. But if you're Shannon Dawson, that's going to be my bust. It ain't going to be the bust that I inherited.
That makes sense.
So that's kind of where I stand on that. Texter says, same Slade Nagel that played at Clemson back in 1998? You bet your butt it is. Slade Nagel, 1 year with Tommy West, transferred to McNeese State, and has been all over the place. He's coordinated offense at the JUCO level. And like I say, he was at Tulane for a long time with Willie Fritz. Spent a year on Brian Kelly's staff after Fritz left for Houston. And then Fritz hired him this year. And you see what they did with Connor Wegman and with that offense at Houston.
You had me at Willie Fritz.
I mean, give me some of that. They scored 38 on LSU in a bowl game. It would have taken Clemson three bowl games to get to 38 on LSU. Let's go to June in Seneca, who's up with us next. What's up, June?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great, man. Hope you're doing well.
Hey, I just wanted to chime in on the offensive coordinator hiring and everything. First of all, I want to say, man, I like Dabo as a coach. I just don't think he's a great X and the O's guy. I like Riley. I just think Riley didn't have the right quarterback he wanted and his personnel around him. And if he had his stuff, I think it'll be a lot better. And for the defense coordinator part, I think he need to go for like a ex-head coach, like used to be somebody like Muschamp or Charlie Strong, somebody like that. That's a defense coordinator to get the defense back on track, you know. Because I'm still a believer that defense wins championships. Yeah, Dabo is a great coach. He's an excellent old guy, so he needs a good offense coordinator. And if he's wasn't a coach, he'll be a good Southern Baptist preacher. I know that much.
Yeah. Great stuff, June. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. I mean, the bottom line is Dabo's got a good defense coordinator in Tom Allen. But he does have to hire a secondary coach, a safety coach, or whatever you want to call it. Now, there's been some hand-wringing, okay? There's been some hand-wringing over this safety coach hire.
You don't say.
And the plan appears to be Nolan Turner gets elevated. And that's how it's being framed by a lot of people. But the reality is Thomas Allen was already elevated. Like, Nolan Turner's basically what Thomas Allen was last year. That's the way that I'm sort of understanding what's going on in the secondary.
I read it the same way, that everyone just kind of goes up a spot in the org chart.
And look, I've said this forever. I'll say it again. Don't fix what's not broken. Don't act like everything always or never works, okay? You got it. There are some people that go, hey, fix this program. Anybody that's ever thought about the name Sweeney can't be here. If you've ever talked to Dabo in person, you can't coach here. If Dabo's coached you a snap, bye. Get him out. But the reality is Ben Boyer did a good job with the linebackers this year. Tyler Grisham is recruiting better than everybody else on the staff. Like, it ain't, there are lots of people. Joe Craddock was a Dabo Sweeney coach. Chad Morris is friends of fans. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, there are times when it works. There are times when it doesn't. Tony Elliott was a friends and family hire.
Tony Elliott, the friends and family hire, just took the friends and family quarterback and won and played for an ACC title this year.
Can't do it. Can't do it. Nepotism, you got to get it out. Nobody. Nobody that's ever even thought about anybody in the Sweeney family or anybody married to a Sweeney, any of that. Out. They can't coach. That's silliness. Did Thomas Allen do a good job?
I thought he did. I thought the secondary got better over with the month of November when he was in charge for. I forget which game it was in specifics. But, yeah, no, they got better.
Is Nolan Turner a good football? I don't know. I don't know if Nolan Turner's a good football coach. I know this. Clemson just got rid of an offensive coordinator that had a dazzling reputation on paper, that had never thought about a Sweeney or married a Sweeney or called a Sweeney or talked on the phone to a Sweeney ever, and it didn't work. So there are some people who just don't like the safeties coach trajectory because they're like, well, here we go, promoted from within again. Well, sometimes it works, though. You kind of, I mean, people asking, like, what, Graham Neff going to be heavy-handed? But no, like, you got to let Dabo hire his staff.
Because he's the one who works with them on an everyday basis.
That's right. That's right. So, I mean, yeah, some people are going to turn their nose up on, yeah, former player. But you know what? There's a lot of former players who have done really well other places who got their start at Clemson. There are a lot of position coaches in college football who have coached for big programs and are well thought of as position coaches that were once that same thing. Should they have just been fired or never hired in the first place because they played at Clemson? That's not a reason to not hire somebody. So it's almost like people want to be the inverse. You can't be a good football coach if you did play for Dabo. And that's just wrong. That's not true. So there's got to be a good mixture. I will admit that the staff got too young and too Dabo for a while. But look at the staff right now. Chris Rumpf? No. Nick Eason? No. Mike Reed? No. Like, that's a good mix. You got five assistants, three high-level, veteran, lot of places worked assistant coaches, and two Dabo guys. On offense right now, you got three Dabo guys. Kyle Richardson's kind of in the middle. But you also have Matt Luke and whoever the offensive coordinator is, who's going to be the head coach of the offense. So to me, that's at least a better mix of what you want your program to be. I don't look, it might not work. I have no idea. But there are some people that think it's destined to fail just because of what his name is and who he played for. And I think that's silly because there's so much evidence that it doesn't work that way. Your thoughts on that, John?
Completely agree. I mean, let's go back to 3 years ago when the Riley hire was made. We finally shed ourselves of the Dabo guy, and now it's just onward and forward. And, I mean, 24 was nice, but I mean, look where we are right now. There's no guarantees.
It's a great point.
It's football.
Let me tell you about Blockhaven, BLOCHaven.com, Blockhaven.com. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a great place to go and work out. Great place to go climb a wall, man. Rock climbing gym, that's what it is. But it's more than that. It's a holistic part of a workout. So you can get your sweat in. You can solve problems. It's problem solving. It's a workout for your brain. There are groups that go in there all the time. Kids, like youth teams. It's a tremendous business model because it allows moms a place to take the kids on a summer afternoon or, you know, Christmas break afternoon when they're out of school. It's great for workout junkies and for college students and all this stuff. It's a beautiful thing. And you can go right now, mention the Roar, and save 20% off your first day pass at blockhaven.com. Final segment, Will Vandevort is going to join us with his thoughts on all of this, the Ringling Brothers Circus that came to town. Final segment of the year is up next.
You know, it's not your fault that losing weight is getting harder and harder to do. You're eating better, you're making the right choices, you're moving more. But your body just isn't responding the way that it used to. It's not your willpower, it's a metabolism. For many people, years of dieting quietly slow the metabolic system down, so the more work you put in, the less progress you see. At PhD Weight Loss, they help people identify what's actually blocking fat loss and fix the root cause, not just count calories. I know because they helped me lose over 50 pounds on the program. If you want to understand why your body isn't cooperating the way that you want it to, call the professionals at PhD Weight Loss right now and mention, "Fix my weight loss." And they'll unlock the New Year special for you. It's free, it's personalized, and it could explain everything that has been puzzling you in your weight loss journey. Call 864-644-1900 and say, "Fix my weight loss." That's 864-644-1900 or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Mourning the loss of a loved one can be painful. If your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, you need someone by your side to help get you justice. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you navigate a wrongful death lawsuit. Nick and his staff are here to help you through every step of the legal process. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com.
This is Leighton Covage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram at Lake Kiwi Ford, and my team's ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, we got you covered with over 500 vehicles available. and we're tackling high prices with huge discounts, like saving up to $15,000 off a new F-150 or a Ram 1500. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So make the winning drive, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or Lake Kiwi Ford, or you can shop us all online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. That's LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details.
Did you hear that? It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, where Mark's team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, they've got you covered with over 500 vehicles ready for delivery. And Lake Kiwi's tackling high prices with new trucks discounted up to $15,000. Yes, you can save up to $15,000 on a new truck at Lake Kiwi, and they've got a bunch of them to choose from. So make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca, and all always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. See dealer for details.
It's game time at Linden Floors. Huddle up and score big with unbeatable deals like luxury vinyl flooring starting at just $1.99 a square foot. That's right. Style, durability, and value. All in one winning play. We're family owned, Spartanburg strong, and ready to tackle your remodel. Swing by 101 Chester Street or call 864-494-4317 to get in the game. Or visit us online at lindenfloors.com and make your home the MVP this season. Linden Floors, where design scores every time.
Your home for the Upstate's best sports talk radio 24 hours a day.
You guys are the best station in town.
You got the best radio station going.
You guys are the best, man.
We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Say my share of broken halos, broken wings that used to fly.
Last segment of the show. I'm sad Ben's not here. Last segment of the year. Oh, brother. 2025's in the review. What a way to go out like this, huh? With a show like this. Clemson at Syracuse, and everybody's like trying to figure out if the offensive coordinator is going to score enough points. I'm going to tell Billy Donlin that. I'm going to text him today and say, good news, a Clemson team with an offensive coordinator is traveling to Syracuse tomorrow. 1:30 pregame, 2 o'clock tip. This could be a fascinating game, especially Clemson still trying to find itself with Zach Foster out at guard. And say what you want about Syracuse. They're a little flighty, a little inconsistent, but they got guards. They got some dudes that can play. I'm excited to watch this tomorrow, and of course to listen to Don and Tim broadcast the game before we head out to Virginia. Will Vandervoort from the ClemsonInsider.com. What a day to have him on to wrap up 2025 in style. Willie V, what's up?
I know, man. I feel like honored. I'm gonna take you out to the New Year, Quark. I don't know if that's good or bad for you.
Whew. Well, we'll see. Maybe time will tell. Let me ask you this. Where are we right now in the process? I mean, I know names have come out. There is we know the process is ongoing. Where are we right now in the process of making this decision for Dabo Swinney?
Yeah. It's hard to say, really, to be honest with you. You know what's going to happen on Friday, and that's a very big day because of the transfer portal opens up. And we can tell you Clemson's going to be very active in this portal this year, okay? And that shouldn't be a surprise to anybody, considering if you look at the roster. Am I right? I mean, you should figure right. They're going to be active if you look at the roster and the way recruiting went. So they're going to be very active in the transfer portal. They got to go out and they got to plug in some guys. How does that relate to the new offensive coordinator? Well, it relates in a lot of ways, depending on guys you retain, okay? And then also depends on guys you may go after in the portal. Let's say if you do need to go get a quarterback or if you want to go get a quarterback. You know, it depends on understand how I'm wording that there. So it's very important that Dabo at least has a name. And it's pretty much got a handshake agreement when he hits the portal on Friday. And they're going to hit the portal right when it opens up. I mean, it's going to be bam. There's no going to be no, let's take a day to absorb everything. No, it's going to be bam. They're going to be right in. And they're going to be talking to people. And they're going to try to get visits going and all that stuff. And so, to me, I think it might not be official to you and me, Quark, and to the fans. But I think Dabo's going to have a name that he can give the recruits, the transfer portal recruits, and say, here's who is going to come in. You know, this is what we want to do offensively, and that's going to help them do whatever they want to do to try to build this class, transporter class.
All right, so are we thinking – we're thinking by, like, Friday we need a name, or will it carry into the portal window because of the needs that we know Clemson's going to go after on offense outside of quarterback, which is everybody's topic here?
I just know that it is of major importance that he at least has a name, Dabo does, to tell people, not necessarily the media and the fans, but to tell people he's talking to, saying, hey, look, this guy is going to come in, blah, 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 whoever is going to come in. He's going to be offensive coordinator. We already got him set. We got to go through some things. There's reasons why he's not coming in now. If it's the reason, one of the reasons of the names we've thrown out there, you know, like Todd Monken, for instance, we put out there for last night. Obviously, he's got commitments right now. And so, but he's a guy you could steal. This isn't the NFL. So he could talk to Todd Monken and Todd Monken's representatives, and there's no such thing as tampering for Dabo Sweeney and Todd Monken. You know what I'm saying? Like, that just not, that only works in the NFL, not college to the NFL. So he could actually, you know, I'm saying, you know, and this is speculation, but, you know, he could have like a deal worked out with someone like that and say, you know, hey, we got a gentleman's agreement. You can't make it official until these things happen, but, you know, we're going to go ahead and let everybody know who our new OC is going to be. At least the players that are in the portal know. Because if you're a player, Kwok, you want to know that. That's the first question you're going to ask if you're a wide receiver, running back, offensive lineman, tight end, or quarterback, right? Well, who's the new OC going to be? And if you're Dabo, you don't want to go in there and say, I don't know. We're talking to some people. You don't want to do that if you're Dabo. So he's got to have an answer by Friday. Absolutely, he does. Now, he doesn't have to tell us that answer. There's nothing that says he's got to tell the media, right? There's nothing that says he's got to tell the fans. We're the last that's going to know, right? But he's got to be able to have a name, so when he goes into that portal and starts shopping, he's got a name to tell these potential prospects.
Visiting with Will Vandervoort of the ClemsonInsider.com, at Steeler Will on Twitter, and the Believe Podcast Network. I mean, another name you guys talked about, Cade Bell. You threw that out there. And there's been a lot of talk about quarterback. Now, again, Clemson has not signaled openly that they are targeting quarterbacks in the portal. In fact, Dabo Sweeney has said publicly that they're going to let Vezina and Denson and Reynolds, and I guess Bradley too, they're going to let them compete.
Unless he also said, and let's don't forget this important quote, unless something changes.
So that was my question. So, you know, for Cade Bell, you would think, and again, in the mind of fans, maybe this it's totally off the table, but you would think that, well, if Bell's coming, then Heinschel's coming. Well, if Heinschel comes, then your whole room clears out, right? So, like, what are the – to me, it would be, if you're going to do that kind of a package deal, it would be for a bridge guy. Am I off base there, or is something like that on the table?
I don't know, and we're not saying both are true. Like, you know,
right.
Bell's coming, so he's coming. We're not saying that. We're saying that we're being told that there's some interest there that could – here's why. Because the quarterback – how do you say his name again?
Mason Heinschel, yeah. You better learn to say it. You better learn to spell it, Willie B. 2026.
It took me almost a year to spell Uwe Ungele. So, you know, we're gonna just have to learn how to say and spell it at the same time as we go. But, listen, and there's nothing that says that one and the other are the same or not. What we're saying is that – he really liked Bell, and the reason he came to Pitt was because of Bell.
Right.
Okay? That's his offensive coordinator. You got to put those things in hand. Does that mean if Bell were to come to Clemson, again, hypothetically, how does that quarterback take it? Does he go into the portal then and leave Pitt? Well, being what I know from his recruiting process, I think there'll be a very good shot of that. Because he's been publicly said that the reason he was at Pitt was because of Bell. So, you know, so that's something to pay attention to, right? That's what you need to do. It's not saying it's going to happen. It's something to pay attention to. And also understand things change. As Dabo said it. He's like, yeah, this is what we're going to have. but something could change. You don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And Dabo threw that out there because that's not what you're supposed to do. You can't say, I mean, you know, you can't predict the future. And, you know, and so, you know, but Kwok, I think all of us agree. Clemson's current quarterback room is not going to lend to a victory in Baton Rouge.
Right.
And I think Dabo Swinney will not say that, but I think he's got to feel the same way because he's better at this than we are. You know, so I just can't believe that, you know, Dabo is different than that. I just think he says what needs to be said publicly, but that doesn't mean that me and you both know this game. Coaches say what they need to say because it's who they're delivering the message to, whether it be the fans, whether it be their players, whether it be their coaches. And, you know, Dabo was saying what he needed to say at that point because you don't want to run somebody off until you got everybody in the room. Right, and you don't want to offend somebody, and you might need them, so you got to make sure 100%, you know, you're where you need to be before you do something of that nature, and that's just how you play the game. That's how you handle things publicly.
I think
you got to be careful what you say.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of that's true. It does. It would be odd for Dabo Swinney to basically double down on what he knows to be a losing or a questionable proposition. Because that would be different from any time he's ever done it. I mean, even when he hired Chad Morris the first time, there were objective realities that he assessed and that Chad Morris, he felt, could deliver on. And he did. The personnel decisions that he's made. Changing quarterbacks in the middle of the season multiple times. There are objective realities and things they can do.
Look, even in the 2000, he talked about 2010 season. Well, if I'm not mistaken, didn't Taj Boyd and Kyle Parker both play in that game?
Yes. Tim Beray said he said yesterday, which I did not remember this, that Kyle Parker got injured in the game. So it was not just a pass of the torch, but it was an injury to Parker that they made the change to Taj Boyd. But yes, that would fit the bill there, I think, in what you're talking about.
And my whole thing is this: like if Christopher Vezina is the guy, then at some point in that third and fourth quarter when the Clemson offense is struggling,
right,
and Cade's already had his curtain call, right, why don't you go to the other guy and just see if he can get a spark?
Yes.
See what he can do because this is his team now, right?
Yes.
So that didn't happen. Well, why? Well, I think we know why. Because there's a significant drop between Cade Klubnik and Christopher Vezina, and we've seen it.
All right, let me ask you this. What are the chances that Dabo thinks, and I don't know if this is true or not, but what are the chances that Dabo thinks that quarterback development was a particular problem and that getting someone that's a quarterback developer unlocks talent that Garrett Riley couldn't get out of Vezina?
Yeah. I mean, I think part of his evaluation has to go and look at that position. You're not doing your job as a coach if you don't. So I would say, and this is, I don't want to put words in Coach Sweeney's mouth, but I would say that he had to evaluate that because that's part of his job as the head coach, right? Is to evaluate his coaches and then evaluate how they're coaching their players. Am I correct?
Yes.
So I would say yes. Well, he evaluated and probably saw that there wasn't significant growth in that room where you saw your potential All-American, All-ACC, preseason player of the year quarterback digress in his final year at that position. And then you didn't see anybody really step up and progress, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was definitely part of why Dabo made the decision. It is not just play calling and things of that nature, you know, and how you coordinate your offense and things like that. Yeah, that's important. He evaluated all that too. But as you mentioned, him as a quarterback's coach was also considered in his evaluation, and that's something he had to evaluate as well.
Willie V, we appreciate it, my man. We're about out of time today. Thanks for coming on with us. I know this story continues to develop, and we'll be keeping it locked at theclemsoninsider.com as we watch the ball drop, just refreshing the crap out of the page to see when you drop a 12:10 a.m. nugget for us. How about that?
That's what we try to do, man. It was 9:45 last night, but we'll try not to do 12:10 a.m. But 9:45, definitely.
Sounds good, buddy. Have a happy new year. We'll talk next week, okay?
All right, man. Happy new year, buddy. We'll see you.
All right, Will Vandenborg join us. That's great. It's great fun to talk to him. Clemson Insider's going to be that's going to be a spot I go to for the updates here. John, we have totals for our station pick 'em in our last 2 minutes. I just want to focus on the playoff games if I can.
All right.
Are you looking at this? Do you have access to this?
Pulling them up right now. I got the games, yeah.
Miami, Ohio State. Miami 9-3. We're playing Miami plus 9.5. Little surprised. I'm not gonna. It's a lot of points though. A lot of points for Miami. Faxon, Ramona, and Nick taking Ohio State. The reason I took Miami, John, very quickly, lines of scrimmage. Ohio State has faced. I think I heard you say this on Faxon Sports today. They've scored less than 20 against the two like beefy lines of scrimmage they faced. And I think Miami can score 10. So if Miami scores 10 and Ohio State can't get to 20, then Miami's going to cover that number.
Agreed, yes. I have Miami covering the number.
Okay. What about Texas Tech, Oregon? Another 9-3. We have Faxon. Holy Lord, we have the same group of three. Faxon, Ramona, and Nick taking Oregon over Texas Tech.
I like Texas Tech's ability to keep Dante Moore in the pocket, and if they can keep him in the pocket, I think they have a good chance in this game. But if they, you know, he's flush and he gets on the outside, it's game over. Oregon may be able to just really open up a whole bunch of points. But Texas Tech's front seven is just too much fun. I like the underdog here.
You know, this game to me is a little bit like the Alabama-Georgia SEC Championship, where our entire station was different from the entire rest of the world. The world loves Oregon here, but I just think people forgot how Texas Tech looks. They're just the line of scrimmage is dominant. Indiana, Alabama. This is one we got the favorite. 9-3 Indiana split. I just think Alabama's not very good. Indiana has no flaws.
I agree with you. Indiana's my national championship pick. However, if you go through up and down my entire pick sheet, I'm taking the underdog in every single bowl game. So I'm just trying to see what does that do. This is a scientific study this season. We'll see what happens.
Omar Cooper's back for Indiana too, by the way. Best of luck to Alabama covering that number. And then Ole Miss 7-5 over Georgia. This is a fascinating. I wish we had another show because this is a fascinating. We could do a whole show on this game, in my opinion, with all the differences and stuff. Like if Colby Young plays.
Hey, maybe when I see you next year and we do come in here on Friday, Georgia season may be over. We'll see.
Oh, man. Bulldog Burt called today. That tells me Georgia's about to go 7-5
for
10
years. I heard from Burt in years. Good for Burt.
What a way to end 2025. Happy New Year, everybody. John, thank you. Thanks to Ben as well. God bless. We'll see you Friday. Waltz up next.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens, 97.5.